Now, if he had raised from the dead, you're standing here for some purpose. I do not know. I have no way of knowing. You're just a woman that's walked up here. But he does, doesn't he? Well, if I have preached the gospel and said the right things about him, and I said that he told me to go do this for a witness of his resurrection, then if he does do that, then you've heard my words, and if he says it, then that's his word. Is that right? And you have a right to doubt my words until he speaks and says it's the truth. Is that right? The audience has the same way. You have a right to doubt my word. But when he says anything, you have no right to doubt him. It is sin to doubt him. Go and sin no more, or worse things come on you. Now, you realize, sister, I'm a grammar school, seventh grade student. I am not a psychiatrist. I am God's servant, and that's true. I do not read people's minds as people say, why would sin and things be brought up and things that they've forgotten about years ago, and they're not thinking of those things. But Jesus did the same thing. See? And they said he was Beelzebub, so I couldn't expect to be called anything less to them. But you're here tonight as a believer.
Amen.
You're here acknowledging now, knowing that you're in his presence, not mine, your brother, but his. Now, you are suffering with a nervous condition. You're an extremely nervous person. Then you're pending an operation, which is a large tumor, and it's located in the stomach inwardly. Those things are true. That was not my voice. That was him. Now, if he's standing here to do that, would you accept him now as your healer? Would you come here just... And Heavenly Father, as your spirit is here and the woman realizes that you're near, I pray that you will heal her and may the enemy go from her. I say for it to go as I come to challenge this enemy in the name of Jesus Christ who defeated Satan at Calvary and stripped him of every privilege he had. Come out of the woman, Satan, through Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Have faith. Believe with all your heart. You shall receive. Now, everyone, just reverent as you can be, would you come forward, ladies, just a little closer? I want you close enough that when that anointing will come between us. See, there's a great group of people pulling out there, calling, you know, and that makes it leave me many times. And the reason I wanted to keep in the line, if I could, for a while, so the bigger part of the line was finished, if possible. Now, we are strangers to each other. We do not know each other, but the Lord Jesus knows us both. Now, if he was standing here talking to you, he would know your life just as the Father would reveal it. Is that true? And he promised that his fears would do the same thing that he did. Is that right? The things that I do. And then God set some in the church as prophets, some apostles, and some teachers, and some evangelists, and some pastors, all for the perfecting of the church. Do you believe that? I'm only talking to you to get you quiet. You're just a little shaky standing here. But nothing is to harm you. It's all to do good. My dear sister, as you realize that something is moving to you now, that picture that you see, that's what's between us now, that milky halo of God's grace. And I see you moving from me. You are in a dangerous, serious condition. You have got cancer, and the cancer's all through you. Then you have, I see a doctor giving some sort of a test or examination. He's moving on the something about the right lung. The right lung has a clot. It's tubercular in the right lung. You've come from away from here. You're from a city that of Indiana, Kokomo, Indiana. Come here. Almighty God, the meal offering of this day to the church, this poor dying mortal standing here, realizing that a supernatural being is moving through mortal flesh just at this time to reveal the secrets of the hearts of the people and to make known what is truth. And Father, I ask you to be merciful, and as your servant Elijah placed in that pot the meal offering, you change it from death to life. I lay my hands upon this woman in the name of Jesus Christ. May His Spirit change this death to life, and may she live for Your glory. I condemn the enemy and ask that it goes from her, and she lives through Jesus, the Son of God, for His glory. Amen. God bless you, sister. Go rejoice now right in your testimony. Have faith in God. Do not doubt. Only believe. Sir? He was hearing your prayer. You were praying for God to let me say something to you because you had not a chance to get in the prayer line. You suffer with a rupture. Stand up on your feet now. This man here at the end of the row. Stand up. Your rupture goes from you now, sir. You can return to your home. He heard your prayer. Your faith has healed you. Jesus Christ is merciful to you. God bless you. Is this the... How do you do? You believe that the things that you are seeing done comes from the Lord God. You believe that His presence is the anointing that you feel now. You believe that that is Him. I am a stranger to you. I do not know you. As far as I know, we're strangers to each other. We are. And you're suffering with a heart trouble. You have a heart condition, and you're from out of town. You're from Iowa, I believe. Is that right? And I see you in a place, a hospital or some sort. I see it repeat twice. It's two operations you've went under. And one of them you had an accident in. The doctor did. He punctured the bladder. That is true. Come near. Merciful Father, as our sister stands tonight, here under the anointing of Jehovah God, who raised up His Son Christ Jesus to declare these things in this wicked, adulterous generation we're living in, I pray, God, that You'll take sickness and disease from her body and make her well. I condemn this evil as I lay my hands upon her and ask for her healing through Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Amen. God bless you, my sister. You know that something has happened, don't you? See, sister, that's where the victory is. See, I'm just your brother. But now, I don't remember just what the vision was because it leaves me immediately. I'll pick it on the tape recording. But see, what it was, whatever he told you, was something I knew nothing of. Things that's happened or something other that was nothing of, that I knew nothing of. But you know that was true, don't you? It was. It's absolutely infallible truth. Well, then, if a spirit is on me to make me see those things, then if you believe that it is the Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ, He said, these signs shall follow them. If they lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. You've got to get well, haven't you? Now, you are healed. You are healed. Whatever's wrong with you, all white around you now, and you can return to your home rejoicing, happy, and praising God. God bless you. All right, bring it. How do you do? You're trying to believe, sister, sitting there with that little red thing around your neck. I've seen him by you in the last 2 or 3 minutes. I've seen him near you. Now that you are suffering, the lady sitting right in front of you is suffering with the same thing. I don't know what it is for this time. But the Lord Jesus can reveal it to me, can't He? You're praying, trying to have faith. Yes, it's hardening of the artery. That's right. The lady in front of you has the same thing. Isn't that right, lady? See them demons pulling one to another? It's just like a black streak going one from another. Now, you raise your hand up, lady, in the front seat, the one in the lady with the white jacket on. You catch her by the hand, sister, you in the back seat. Lay your hand over on each other. Kind Heavenly Father, I pray now, as those demons trying to think they could escape the damnation of the wrath of God that'll come up on them, they can't do it. Come out of the woman, thou evil spirit. I adjure thee to go in Jesus Christ's name. May you go. Amen. Now, my sister, I cannot tell you at this time, but it's the thing that pulled me to you, your faith, the darkness that was hanging over you has left both of you. Go now, and God be with you and make you well. How do you do? You're the lady this is the lady to be prayed for. Supposingly we are strangers to each other, our sister. Aren't we, sister? You know me, but I don't know you. But our Lord Jesus knows us both. He's fed us all of our lives. You come to me as to get help for something. There's no doubt. But what, you are a Christian. You are a Christian. And I know that you wouldn't come here for no other purpose but in needy or some way being a Christian. Now, I see someone near you. It's someone you're wanting to be healed. It's a great favorite. It's a girl. It's your daughter. And she's suffering with a gland trouble. Then I see a great space of time move, and there's someone near. It's connected with a church somewhere. It's a minister's wife. And she's suffering with diabetes. And that's in Ohio.
Yes, that's right.
Come here. This handkerchief is for her. Father, I pray that as you look down on the scenes, I ask that you heal these, Lord, and bless who the handkerchiefs are represented to, and may they be made completely whole in the name of thy dear child, Jesus Christ. Amen. Don't fear. Lay it upon them, and everything will be all right. Don't doubt at all. Just have faith. Believe with all your heart, and the Lord bless. Now, are you believing with all your heart? Sister, sitting there looking at me, suffering with arthritis. Your faith has saved you now. You can go home and be well. God bless you. Would you bring the... How do you do, young man? Do you believe me to be the servant of God? Many other servants are here, but I am his servant. Immediately, there's a spirit pulling from this young man. This boy is in trouble. And he's deeply in trouble. This boy is suffering with a mental disorder. You have just come from an institution. And I see him giving you some kind of it's a shock treatment. They give you shock treatment. And you have a phobia. And that is, you see a face before you all the time. And it's your mother's face that you see. You're a married man. You have a wife and two children. Jesus Christ had come along and delivered the man in Gadara is here tonight to deliver you from this and take that phobia from you and drive the devil from you, that you can return to your home well. You believe that? You believe that he sent me to do this for you? Would you bow your head and be reverent? This is very precious and dangerous. Keep your head bowed. Do you hear my voice say, raise your head? Come here, young man. Before I ask this blessing, I'm going to ask you something. Will you obey me as his servant and do as I tell you to do? You're going to get well. The time of deliverance is at hand. This is the devil doing this, young man. He would drive you sharp, man, keep you that way the rest of your life. But God can restore you in your right mind and right mental condition. I see another thing. You've been to psychiatrists there. See somebody trying to talk to you. But that's not the idea. It takes more than that for you. It takes the power of the living God. You understand me? If you don't, you will in a moment. Bow your head in reverence and believe that God raised up his son Jesus to deliver you. Heavenly Father, this young man standing here, fine-looking young fellow, standing here in a statue of young manhood, and Satan has come to him to tear up his home, break up his family, and drive this young man out into the wild. But oh God, who made the heavens and earth, who created all things through Christ Jesus, I come as your servant in a prayer of faith for this young man, knowing that just now he can't have faith for himself because of his condition. Lord, hear the prayer of your servant. And Satan is haunting at him and making his life a misery. But the Lord Jesus has set the maniac free. That was far beyond this boy. You can make this boy well tonight. And Satan, you bound him. You've escaped the psychiatrist. You've escaped the medical treatments. But you can't escape the power of God. Come out of him in the name of Jesus Christ. Go from him. Young man, look here now. It's over. You're healed. Don't smoke anymore. Live like a real Christian. Go giving God praise and sing his praises day and night. Raise up your hands and give him thanks for your healing. You feel all right now, don't you? The boy says that he's feeling fine now. Everything's gone. And when it went, an evil spirit went that way. God in heaven knows I am not a fanatic. Will be judged at the day of judgment. The thing whirled past out of the boy going in that direction. It even felt like a wind going like that when it left him. The evil powers left the boy. Go get to your wife and family and rejoice and be happy. Rejoice in the Lord. Bring the lady. The first time visible that I've seen an evil thing leave someone for a long time. It passed by like a bat like that going from one time. Look here, lady. Do you believe with all your heart? And the Lord Jesus Christ be merciful to us all. And may the blood of his Son, the Lord Jesus, cover us and shield us from all evil powers. Jesus is wonderful. Be merciful, God, is my prayer. All right, lady. You are suffering with a tremendous female trouble. You have been to a doctor. He's given you an examination and is going to operate on you. And all the female organs entirely are infected and must be taken out. That's what your doctor said. What do you think the Lord Jesus thinks about it tonight? Come near. Almighty God, you raised up Jesus Christ from the dead. Hear the prayer of your servant tonight. And I ask that in Jesus Christ's name that the evil leave this woman and she is made well for God's glory. Amen. God bless you, sister. Go being happy and rejoicing and praising the Lord Jesus Christ. Just a moment. Sir, sitting back there, you have a breaking out like itch on your hand and on your body. You got a growth on your eye also. You believe the Lord makes you well? Stand up and wave your hands. Your faith heals you then, my brother. You go home well. God bless you. A lady sitting right behind you, her faith caught just as I spoke to you. She's suffering with a high blood pressure. You believe the Lord Jesus heals you there, lady? I see a doctor put something around your arm and let it go down like that. It's very serious. Stand to your feet. Jesus Christ will make you well. Do you believe it? Then go home and be made well for God's glory. Lady, you believe you were healed before you sat down in that chair a few minutes ago? If you do, go on your road rejoicing. Father, in Jesus' name, liberate the woman and let her go happy and rejoicing through Jesus Christ. Don't doubt. Go believing with all your heart. All right. You believe, sister? If you believe with all your heart, you never have to have the operation for that tumor. It will leave you. Do you believe it? In the name of the Lord Jesus, may she be healed for God's glory. Grant now with all your heart. A serious case. Cancer that kills a person. You believe Jesus Christ is going to heal you that cancer right now? You believe that you're standing in his presence, that his anointing is here, and to obey his commandments, lay hands on you, and the cancer will die and you'll live? Granted, in Jesus Christ's name, may the woman be healed for God's glory. Amen. God bless you, sister. Go happy and rejoicing, believing with all your heart. Look, sister, do you believe with all your heart?
Have faith. It is too bad, but it's lost. You had arthritis, didn't you, lady? Oh, sister, why didn't you leave that lady set another minute? All right, go on your road rejoicing. You're healed now. The arthritis has left you. Stomp your feet up down so lady.
Hey!
You would never go blind. You would be healed if you believe on the Lord Jesus with all your heart, do you? Your sight going dim, your nerves got a female trouble. Come here just a moment. Lord Jesus, I pray that this evil will leave her and let it come from her, and may she be made completely whole. Thou evil spirit that bound this lady, deafened her ears, give her all this trouble, I pray that you come out of her and leave her in Jesus Christ's name. Come out. Now just a moment. Which one of your ears was the verse? You hear me now? You hear me now?
Yes.
Now, your other troubles have gone too. Your hearing is normal, and you're healed. You can go on your road rejoicing. Have faith in God. Believe with all your heart, and you shall receive anything you ask for. Now, just a moment. I see a teeny baby. It's a baby. And the baby is it's either a little Mexican baby or dark complected. And the little baby has a rupture. That's it. That's the baby. It's got the baby just above you. Lady, look this way to me. Your baby is ruptured. You believe me to be God's prophet? You're a Catholic too, aren't you? By faith, you're a Catholic. I see you with a bead saying a Hail Mary. There's someone sitting behind a man sitting near you there. And he's got a daughter that's got a rupture sitting right back there. And that's right, a daughter. I see the ruptures of a young woman. Now, let's bow our heads. Oh, Jesus, Son of God, author of everlasting life, giver of every good gift, send thy mercies upon these people and make them well. I ask this blessing and condemn the enemy. In the name of Jesus, the Son of God, grant it. Amen. Go and repent and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, calling upon the name of the Lord. Your baby is going to get well. You believe me as the prophet of the Lord? Sir, quickly, one of the things that's bothering you, I perceive at this moment, the greatest need you have, you're having trouble in your leg. Isn't that right? Seems like a fever like coming to your leg. Bad. And you also, the greatest need is the need of the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Isn't that right? You're a sinner, and you haven't accepted Christ. You're coming to ask Him for a blessing before you ask of Him. Will you at this hour, and telling you this, you smoke too, you see, and that's making a nerve condition in your legs that's doing this. Will you accept Jesus as your Savior now and let Him heal you before them legs become chalk and paralyzes? Will you accept Him now as your healer or your Savior? You believe that He will forgive your sins at this time and He'll heal you right here. Do you accept Him? You do. Turn to the audience as a confession that you now accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. He accepts Jesus Christ as Savior. Now, Heavenly Father, upon the confession of this man and upon his faith in Thee, he now is a newborn babe just coming to you. And the enemy has bound his body and is trying to paralyze his leg. I condemn the devil that's done this. And I adjure thee, Satan, by the living God, that you leave this man and depart from him. He is God's servant now. You can't hold him longer. Come out of him. In the name of Jesus Christ. Raise your feet up and down. Gone now. Raise up your hands and say, praise the Lord, and go off the platform. Praise the Lord. Now go off the platform. Let's say, praise the Lord. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, O creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, Holy Ghost. That's the praise of the archangels and angels tonight. That's the praise of His church. His resurrected living power is living in this building tonight. Nothing can pass before Him, Lord. He knows the secret of everything. And in His presence we stand now to condemn every sin and every sickness in this building. And in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, I command every evil spirit in this building to depart from sinner and depart from backslider and to depart from the sick, to depart from the crippled, to depart from the blind. And I ask you now in the name of Jesus Christ to stand to your feet and accept your healing, your salvation, and the glory of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Everyone reverent now. As the organ plays, for just a word of prayer again. Father, in the name of Thy Son Jesus, I don't know why I'm so excited, though, tonight, meeting those people just for coming to the platform, but Lord, in grace, I ask You that You'll help me just now and anoint me for this service, Father, for there's hundreds of people here waiting, and maybe tonight might be the turning point, and a great blessing will follow. I ask this for God's glory. In the name of His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Or maybe if I can talk to the woman just a little bit. Usually, the Holy Spirit's already near when I start praying, but I've just been a bit disturbed meeting friends and things before it comes to the platform, so I will just talk to you a minute to see what we are strangers to each other, I suppose, you and I. And the Lord Jesus knows both of us, so doesn't He? And He knows us both. And I trust that He will do something for us. To the audience, does anyone out there know the woman? You know, anybody in this audience knows her? Yes. All right. Now, I do not know her. God knows this is the first time I've ever seen her in my life. But if Jesus Christ has risen from the dead, now let's just take the gospel, base it right here on the Bible. Now, what would He do to this woman? As she's sick, well, He would tell her He healed her at Calvary when He died for her. But now, He would know just what was wrong with her. He'd probably talk to her a few minutes like He did the woman at the well. He'd find out what was wrong. He'd tell her what was wrong with her. Or maybe what she wanted, or something like that. That would be Jesus today. That was Jesus yesterday. Is that right? That's the way the Bible speaks of Him. That would be Jesus today. Now, we are His servants. Now, if we can submit ourselves so perfect that we won't have any thought of our own, the Holy Spirit using us, perhaps He'd do the same thing. If He does, all right. I cannot make Him, you know. But if He comes to anoint, well, He will do it. I'm sure of that. Now, this is a beautiful city, isn't it? Wonderful, great city. But it certainly needs an old-fashioned revival. Every city needs that. That's right. Every city needs that. Now the Holy Spirit's here, and you're aware that something happened just then. You are here to see me about a condition of your body, and that is pending an operation. It's a tumor that's in your body, and that it's in the stomach. Your trouble's in your stomach, and it's a tumor that's pushing. That's what it is. That is true. And now, do you believe me as I have told the truth about the Bible? I'll talk to you just a little while longer and see what He would say for the sake of the audience, you see. Just a little while longer. And you know that I know nothing of you, but He knew what was wrong with you. Then this that you feel now is His presence. Isn't that right? And now, you are, yes, it's something I see you have left a loved one or something. It's your husband, and he's something wrong. It's a stroke. The husband has a stroke. Is that right? That's right. Yeah. Would you like to go home and lay hands on him and see him come out of it and be well? Come here. Dear God and Father, may Thy Spirit rest upon the woman. May she be made well and the desires of her heart given her. Through Jesus, Thy Son, I ask this blessing. Amen. I want to talk to you again just a moment, ladies. Now, the things become a dream to me afterwards. I want to ask you this. You know, beyond any shadow of doubt, whatever it was, I don't remember now, but whatever it was the truth. Was that right? Absolutely the truth.
And at that same time, something was anointing upon you when I had the contact of your spirit, that something was, is that right?
Right.
Well then, now, if you believe that that was the Lord Jesus Christ and his servant being anointed, then with my hands laid upon you while that anointing is on me, you have to receive what you ask for. Is that right? If you can believe it. Is that right? You do believe it. Then you shall have what you've asked for. God bless you. May the Lord Jesus be blessed. Now, have faith in God and just don't doubt. Just believe with all your heart and all your mind. Anyone out there in the audience, how many has a prayer card out there? Raise up your hand so I can get a general idea of where you are. And you want to be healed. God bless you. That just have faith and you shall have what you ask for. All right, let the man come. Good evening, sir. You love the Lord Jesus. He is marvelous, isn't he? He's the Son of the living God, and he's our Redeemer and our Healer. Now, when he was here on earth, if he was here wearing my clothes that he gave me, he would talk to you a little while. He'd know your trouble, and he would... And now, some people might think I was reading the person's mind. That is absolutely error. Sir, you come up here and just lay your hands on my shoulder. And just as a point of contact, to contact you, as Jesus said, they lay hands on the sick. Now, if the Lord Jesus shows me a vision out here, and he tells me, and as the vision is speaking, if it takes place, you nod your head if it's right or not, if he should give me the vision. And now, I felt that coming from back there, that you thought I was reading the man's mind. I am not. No, sir. I am not. But what if I told you Jesus Christ was a mind reader? Would you believe it? He sure was. He perceived their thoughts. Is that right? Now, if you'll tell me the difference between perceiving thoughts or reading the mind, not like these psychic readers out here, the devil. That's the devil. The devil just patterned that off of Jesus Christ. This man with his hand on my shoulder, as I see something moving before me now, turning white, I see a young man standing here. A real young man, and the man is doing something wrong. It's evil. And he is repaid for it. The man has contacted a social disease that has ruined his life. And the man is becoming older. It's affecting him. He has a wife. The man has become in a serious condition. He's mentally disturbed at this time. He thinks that he has crossed over the separating line, for there is no pardon for his sins. Those things are true, sir. If it is, raise your hand up to the audience that they'll see that that is true. Do you know now that whatever it was, God knows your life, knows what you've been through your life, and knows what you will be. Is that right, sir? You believe that he will now take away, you're standing in his presence probably closer than you ever was in your life. Do you believe now that if I would ask along with the rest of this audience, lay hands up on you, that Jesus Christ will give you the desire of your heart? Kind Heavenly Father, as the human mortal lips move and say, yes, I believe it comes from the depths of his soul. And I ask now that the evil sickness will go from his body and he'll be made completely whole in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Amen. God bless you, my brother. Go and God's peace be with you. God bless you. Thank you, sir. I trust that he'll do the same for you, too. God bless you. Just a minute, sir. An evil spirit went from the man, and I've seen it rise somewhere else. Just, well, kind Heavenly Father, who knows all things, may he... Your faith has saved you, lady. That's you sitting right there rubbing your eyes with tears. You have been nervously broken down, and you have been told a lie by Satan. Satan has told you that you have committed the unpardonable sin and you cannot be forgiven. Your sins are forgiven,
praise
you, sister. Jesus Christ makes you whole. Stand up on your feet and accept that now as God's blessing. Raise up your hands and stand up and give Him praise. Was there something like that wrong with this man? There, Satan thought he would get by with that, but he couldn't do it. You're both delivered. God bless you. Go on your road rejoicing. There's the angel of the Lord standing around them both. God be praised and blessed. You're holding her, Mother. You yourself that's so rejoicing over your friend being healed. You love her. You love the Lord Jesus. You believe me to be His prophet. You got your arms around her. You've had arthritis, haven't you? You haven't got it no more. Your faith has healed you. You can go on your road rejoicing. God bless you. You are made well. Have faith in God. Don't doubt. Believe with all your heart. The angel of the Lord remains standing there. It's over a little lady sitting right in behind you there. Been suffering from a sunstroke. Got too hot out there and fell. And you've been having ill effects. Jesus Christ has healed you. Your faith has touched Him, sister. The same Lord Jesus has said to the woman, the blood issue had stopped. The sunstroke has left you now, and you're going home to be well. God bless you. Stand up and give Him a praise for it, for His glory. God bless you. Hallelujah. Oh, how could you doubt the resurrecting power of our Lord Jesus Christ? To do it would be sin. Someone believe, I challenge your faith in the name of the Lord Jesus to believe that the testimony that I give concerning the angel of the Lord, that when I was a baby, that pillar of fire hung over the crib the very minute I was born. The first thing I can remember is a vision. 10 years ago, He stood by me as a man dressed in white with hair down His long white robe and told me I was to pray for sick people and told me that this was a gift that was given for God, to go pray for the sick people. I asked you in the name of the Lord Jesus to believe that and you shall be made well. Yes, sir. That's a bold challenge. You, sir, sitting there looking at me so honestly, is that white shirt on your collar open? Yes, sir. You believe me, don't you? You know what's wrong with you? You did have a heart trouble, but you don't have it no more now. Your faith touched you. You're interested in somebody. That is your wife. And that's her sitting right behind you. And she's suffering with a nervous condition. She thinks she has heart trouble sometimes, but it's a stomach pressing nerve against her. She's healed too. So both of you can go home and be made well in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise be to the living God. You believe me? As His servant, His anointing is here. His anointing is with you. You are a believer. You've been healed once before in one of my meetings. I don't remember you. God knows that. But it was something other on the breast. It was tumors on the breast, cysts-like. And you had something wrong with your throat. You were healed. It's all gone. You've got another cyst has appeared in the stomach or somewhere down like that. And God has healed you from that now, so you can go on your road and rejoice and be made well. God bless you. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. How we thank the living God.
Hallelujah.
For His mercy and His goodness. Be reverent. Believe with all your heart. You shall receive what you ask for. You believe me to be His servant with all your heart? Listen. I see you trying to move at times. Get up out of a chair. You can hardly do it. You got arthritis. Isn't that right? You got a brother, too, that you're interested in, haven't you? And he's got cancer. You're healed. Go lay your hands on him, and he'll be healed. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, may you receive the blessings of the Lord Jesus. Do you believe me as His servant? You want to be? You was healed sitting there. But you're wanting your grandchild healed now. And I'll tell you what's wrong with him. It's something in his mouth. I see the doctor look up. He hasn't got no roof in his mouth, isn't that? Go lay your hands on him in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lady,
Yes.
You want to get over that stomach trouble?
Yes.
You want to eat your supper?
Yes.
Do you accept Jesus as your healer now? Then go eat your supper in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come, lady. Do you believe with all your heart? You want to get over that kidney trouble in the back there and be made well? You believe that He'll make you well? You believe I lay my hands on you now, being in His anointing, and sure who knows you, and you couldn't hide your life if you had to. But you believe that He'll make you well? He has. In the name of the Lord Jesus, may it be confirmed to our sister. All right. You want to get over that stiffness too, and the arthritis, and all the diseases of your body? You believe if we'll ask now that Jesus will heal you? Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, may the woman be healed for God's glory. Amen. Now go rejoicing, sister. Happy. Let your faith build way up and believe with all your heart. Do you believe, lady?
Yes.
With all your heart?
Yes.
If God will tell me what's wrong with you, will you accept Jesus as your healer?
Yes. Yes.
You've got some kind of a trouble that you're doing a lot of coughing all the time. Asthmatic condition.
Yes.
Nervous also.
Yes.
You believe Jesus is going to make you well? In the name of Jesus Christ, receive your healing. Amen. All right. Come, lady. Do you believe with all your heart? You want to go over that anemic condition? You don't look like you're anemic, but you are, because the blood's dripping between us white. Go to Calvary by faith now and receive a blood transfusion from Jesus Christ and be made well in the name of Jesus Christ. May it be so. Hallelujah. Sister, do you believe? You've got a nervous condition. And another thing, you got a stomach trouble. It's bothering you. Your nerves is what's upset. Your stomach causes an ulcer, Pepsi condition. You belch up your food, and yet you got a burning feeling down low. Jesus Christ will make you well just now. I lay hands on you and rebuke this devil in the name of Jesus Christ. Go on your road rejoicing, thanking God, and you won't have to eat baby food and stuff. You'll be all right. Let's say praise be to God. You believe God heals you when you walked up there just then? That's exactly what's taking place. Jesus Christ made you well. Do you believe you won't have to be operated on for that tumor? You believe God took it away from you there?
Yes.
Go on your road rejoicing to be made well for God's glory. And the same time when I said that to her, a funny feeling struck you. It was a tumor. Go on your road and God bless you and be made well. Hallelujah. You want to go eat your supper from stomach troubles you've had for a long time? Go eat your supper. The stomach trouble has left you and you've been made well. Sister, you'll die if Jesus Christ doesn't take that cancer out of you, but you believe He does it now?
Amen.
Go on your road rejoicing and be made well. Hallelujah. I know all you might think I'm crazy, but I'm not. The lady rejoicing, going there, happy. What do you think, sir? You want to get over that rupture sitting there? Right back to that, yes, sir. God heals you if you believe it. Stand up on your feet and accept it just now. God bless you. Sitting right back there with that heart trouble. The second person coming in there, you want to get over that heart trouble sitting there? You'll believe it? God will make you well. One sitting next to you there, that lady? Yes. She has arthritis. Lay your hand over on her and let her get well. And God will bless it. What do you think of it there, the lady with high blood pressure sitting right there? You, I'm talking to, with a high blood pressure, you're mixed language. You speak German. You speak German also. Believe with all your heart and be raised up and made well in Jesus Christ. You want to get over the stomach trouble and go eat your supper? Go eat your supper in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Does every one of you want to be made well at this time? If you do, stand to your feet and accept my Lord Jesus Christ as your personal healer, and He'll heal you. Oh God, have mercy upon this audience of people. May the Holy Ghost fill this place now with a burning fire and the smoke of the Holy Spirit that come in the temple when Solomon dedicated it. And may the power of God surge through this people. May the sick be made well at this very hour through Jesus.
Amen.
Now the woman standing here, we've never met before in life. We're just strangers. I just want to talk to you, lady. And I just want you to relax yourself and stand here. And it's a little hard because when you turn, there's people all around and everyone's a spirit. Every spirit moving in. Now see, we don't deal with the flesh. It's spirit alone. But if the Lord Jesus would come to me and let me know something of you like He did in the Bible time, would you believe then that I have told the truth? Would that be Him testifying that I have told the truth? You believe that? Well, may He grant it, sister, for your glory and for your whatever your desire is. You are now the angel of God that you see in the picture is here now. He is here now at the platform. And in the name of Jesus Christ, I take this meeting in my control for the glory of God and for the proof of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. You are here for someone else. That someone else is a mother. Your mother is suffering with a mental trouble. You're bothered with the same. And you desire tonight to be healed and your mother to get well. That is true. Come here. You believe that Jesus Christ will bring your mother home and will grant this to you. Our kind Heavenly Father, we know that this is only the working of the demon that will harm her poor mother and will make her ill. I pray for her that you will heal both mother and daughter, and may they be completely delivered as to send this blessing in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you, sister. Go, don't doubt now. Mother will come home. All right, would you bring your patient? Be reverent, just as reverent as you can be. Do you love the Lord Jesus?
I...
How do you do, sir? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Would you come just a little closer? I might speak to you. You're conscious that something is going on. That is, sir, the anointing of the Holy Spirit. You're conscious of that. You know that something is going on. And that isn't to hurt you, my brother. That is to do you good. That's to help you. And seeing we man here as met on earth, and you are a believer, yes. Your spirit, and you believe me, yes. Your spirit is welcome. Now, that would be the same thing like our Lord Jesus said to Philip. When he come up, he knew he was a believer, yes. Or Nathaniel, rather. Now, the next thing is, what would our Lord Jesus reveal to us tonight that would help you? Now, I trust that he will do it. And in doing so, will you believe then you are conscious, sir, that something's going on? There's a feeling like you haven't felt before. Mm-hmm. It's an awe, sacred feeling. I want the audience to watch the face of the patients, how tears strain to their eyes as soon as they come near. The man standing here knows that that's true. That is the God's truth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can call it whatever you wish. That'll determine your destination. But mm-hmm. I claim that it is the power of the Lord Jesus Christ that's raised from the dead.
Mm-hmm.
You believe that, do you, sir?
Sure I do.
I believe that. You are suffering, my brother. I have noticed you with an examination over the heart. You have heart trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Is that you have heart trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And that is true. They've announced you of having heart trouble. It's a bad case of it, blocking in the heart.
Mm-hmm.
And then another thing, you have a companion. A wife.
Mm-hmm.
And that wife is suffering, and she has cancer. She
mm-hmm.
has cancer. She's sitting in the audience now. Her spirit is moving in here, the pulling. That is true.
Mm-hmm.
That is right. And say, you are a minister.
Yes.
You have preached the gospel.
Yes.
And you're longing, even at your age, to be well, to go back to preach the gospel again.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. That is true.
Mm-hmm.
And your name is Robert. Reverend Robert L. Adkins. Is that right? Never seen you in my life. Go home, Mr. Adkins. Lay your hands on your wife. Your heart trouble has left you, and your wife will be healed. Go preach the gospel in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you, my brother. Go rejoicing. Have faith. Don't doubt. Just believe that all things are possible to them that believe. Do you believe that?
Amen.
Have faith in God.
Amen.
And you shall have what you have asked for. If you just believe and have faith, that's all you need to do, is to say that you are a believer and you have faith in the Lord Jesus. Now be reverent. You shall see the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. You believe the Lord heals you? That bladder trouble, that gallbladder trouble sitting right down there? Now, you believe that the Lord Jesus, you do? You must stand up on your feet. Your faith has healed you, sister. God bless you. You can go home. Jesus Christ makes you well. You have a high blood pressure, a lady sitting right in there. Do you believe the Lord Jesus healed you? We're sitting there praying about it. Will you stand up and accept your healing? God bless you. You can go home now. Your blood pressure has left you. Amen. Your faith makes you well. You believe it?
Hey.
I want you to believe the Lord Jesus. Believe in the balcony. Are you believing up there? God bless you. Distance means nothing to the Lord Jesus. Have faith in God. His resurrected presence is here now. Would you come, sir? I suppose we are strangers to each other. You're conscious that you're standing in the presence of something beside your brother. That's the Lord Jesus Christ and His resurrected power. Sir, you are a very sick man. You've been attending doctors, and they've been examining you. And I hear one tell you that you have between 6 months and 2 years to live because you're dying with cancer. That is the truth.
That's the truth. Yes.
You believe me as God's prophet or His servant? You believe if I would ask God along with this church that you would get well?
Yes.
I hear someone, your name is Glenn, and your last name is Hill, and you live at 2647 Melvin Avenue, something like it, Avenue, Chicago. Is that true?
That's true.
Return to your home now, shouting and praising God. Satan, I condemn you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come out of the man and make him well. Do Jesus' name. Egbert, put a band around your leg tonight, a string. The one is swollen. Measure your limb. And in 72 hours, put the same band around it and cut off how much it's shrunk and bring it to me in California for a testimony. Evening. Do you believe me to be His servant? With all your heart, you believe it? You suffer with a trouble that's in your chest. You have developed that, and you work in some kind of a place like a factory or something like that. You have been working. You are not from this country. You're Scandinavian, Norwegian. You come over here from Norway. And you went to work in a place and has developed a lung trouble. In Norway, you was a woman minister. You preached and so forth over there. I see blue waters between us, and you have crossed them. That is true.
Yes.
Come near and receive the blessing of God. O Lord God, Creator of heavens and earth, let Thy Spirit come upon this woman now and bless her and take this curse off of her in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Cursed be thou, Satan. Leave the woman. Return to your ministry. Sitting right there, sir, I see a vision. It's a man that's got a back trouble. And come, you're Norwegian also, and your back is bothering you, and you was a hurt, and you were on water in a boat when you were hurt. When I spoke that to that woman, something happened to you. Move yourself up and down like this. Your back is healed. You go home. Jesus Christ makes you well. Have faith in God. Be reverent now. Don't move. You believe? With all your heart. You believe me to be His servant? You're suffering with something. It's a growth. And that growth is in the head up to the nose here. That is true. Come near. Do you believe that the Lord Jesus will take the life from that and they'll shrink and go away?
I do.
In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, grant this blessing to the woman for God's glory. Amen. God bless you, sister. Go happy and rejoicing and be well. You believe with all your heart? Come, sister. You have a skin disease sitting right down there at the end of that little row. You believe the Lord will heal you? The third lady sitting there has a growth. You believe that Jesus Christ will make you well? Stand up on your feet. God bless you. You too, colored lady back there. Jesus has healed you both. You can go home and be well. Amen. That demon. The Lord God of heaven, who created the heavens and earth, who knows all things, who made man in his own image. When the lady was healed with a skin eruption, there sits the lady right straight up here with a black dress on, sitting high in the balcony. That struck her. She's had a skin disease, sitting right up here behind these posts like. Lady, with a black dress on, sitting there with that skin disease, eczema on your body, stand up. Jesus Christ heals you the same time He healed this woman here. You are healed. I see the angel of the Lord standing above her now in a whirl of light. God bless you, my sister. Your faith has saved you. How do you do, sister? Is this the patient?
That's right.
You believe? You're enough for an operation. Female trouble. You believe the Lord Jesus will heal you from that female condition? Come here just a moment. The kindness of our Lord Jesus, the woman knowing that you are here, moving, operating your great power through the church, I ask that you, O God, will bless our sister who I bless in the name of the Lord Jesus. And Satan, you have done this evil, come out of her. In the name of Jesus Christ, go from the woman. Amen. Go rejoicing and happy and praising God for your healing. All right. You also suffer with the same. You have been to some doctors. They have given an examination. In that examination, he tells you that you must have an operation. In the operation, the entire female section must be taken out. But do you believe that Jesus Christ will make you well? You've been thirsting for God. You've been hungering for a closer walk. It hasn't been but just a day or two ago that you were praying for this thing. That is, I'm not reading your mind. That's the truth. You believe that right now that spirit that's on you, that's on me and on you, has healed you of this female trouble? You accept it right now with all your heart? Will you seek God till He pours out the Holy Spirit upon you? If He'll heal you without your operation, will you do it? Almighty God, I bless the woman in the name of Jesus Christ and curse this disease. Come out of her in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Go rejoicing, sister. God bless you. Yes. The Spirit of the Lord stands in this corner here. It's over a colored woman sitting on the end of the row. She has arthritis. All right, lady, you believe with all your heart now that your faith has touched the hem of the garment of our Master? If you believe it, receive your healing. Go home and be well. And the Lord Jesus bless you is my prayer. You have a heart trouble sitting right there at the end of the row. You want God to heal you? The one right behind you there, also a rectal trouble. You believe that the Lord Jesus will make you well? If you do it, you may receive your healing now and rise and be made well through Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Have faith. Don't doubt. Believe with all your heart. God will bring it to pass. All right, would you come, lady? Do you believe with all your heart? Will you serve God reverently with all your heart the rest of your life? If God will reveal to me your trouble? Satan is losing his battle. Fools are coming from everywhere. Faith is moving. The billing's becoming milky to me. This woman standing here is suffering with a tumor. That's right, lady. And there's many more out there suffering. Every person suffering with a tumor, stand on your feet right now. Every person with a tumor, stand to your feet everywhere. Almighty God, Satan knows that his time has come. He's defeated tonight through the cross of Christ. I now adjure thee, thou demon, you're exposed. Come out of these people. In the name of Jesus Christ, depart from them. Amen. Go home, all of you. Be made well through Jesus Christ's name. Amen. You believe with all your heart? It's your blood. Diabetes. It'd be good to get away from that old insulin and stuff and not have to take it. How many here suffering with diabetes stand to your feet right now and be healed at the same time? Here it is. This is what God's wanting to do, heal you all. Stand to your feet right now, every person with diabetes. Almighty God, this enemy tonight is exposed here at the platform, and you who will heal this mother here can heal everyone in the building. Satan, in the name of Jesus Christ, come out of every one of them. I charge thee through the Son of God to lead the people. Amen. Go rejoicing, every one of you. Go happy. Go to Calvary now by faith. Get a blood transfusion up there and come back and never have to have no more insulin. Do you believe me to be his prophet? Do you believe me as his servant that God can reveal to me your trouble at this time? You're suffering with a female trouble. It's pretty bad, too, because it's an abscess that has a drainage. It's on the left side where your pains come. It's an ovary that's abscess. Every person in here that's got a female trouble, raise to your feet at this time for the defeat of the enemy right now. In the defeat. Now, demon, come out of every one of these women. I adjure thee by the living God. You're exposed. Leave the woman right now through Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you. Go rejoicing and being happy. Amen.
Amen.
This is it. You believe me to be his servant? If God will reveal to me and expose the disease of your body, he don't want it. Satan don't want me to do that because God is getting victory now everywhere. I see you getting away from a table. You've got stomach trouble. It's an ulcerated stomach. It's bothered you for some time. You can't eat stuff, especially greases and things. It gives you, sometimes you think you have heart trouble. It smothers you when you lay down. It's gas in the stomach. It isn't a heart trouble. It's gas on the stomach. Every person in here that's suffering with a stomach trouble, stand to your feet at this time for the defeat. Hallelujah! Thou demon, you've lost the battle. Come out of these people, I adjure thee, by the name of the living God, Jesus Christ. Leave them. I feel the pressure leave me. I believe every one of you is healed of this stomach trouble. Go eat your dinner tonight and be made well for God's glory. You believe that Jesus Christ defeats the enemy now? He healed you when you raised up. Go on your road over there rejoicing, happy, and praising God with all your heart. Moving up close to me now comes the spirit of death. Black, hideous. The veil is parting back. I see a woman. Examine, it's a cancer. It's come to take your life. Jesus Christ come to give you life. Who do you believe tonight? The Lord Jesus? Every cancer suffer in a building, stand to their feet at this time for the defeat of all the arch enemies of the human race. Would you stand to your feet? Thou demon called cancer, you might hide from the doctor, but you can't hide from God. You're exposed. Come out of these people. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are defeated. Amen. Go on your road. I have never noticed this before, but the pressure that you're raising in the building, when prayer is made, the pressure leaves. It's the thing healed. I've never seen it like this before. The pressure, God bless you, sister. In the name of Jesus Christ, go and be made well. Amen.
Hallelujah.
I'm believing. You were healed standing right back there just a few moments ago.
Hallelujah.
Now go eat whatever you want to. Jesus Christ, thank you well. You believe? All right. Looky here at me just a moment. You believe me to be his prophet? There's something strange about you. It's you've had arthritis. Ever arthritis case in the building, raise your hand, or if you can't stand. Almighty God, author of life, I now, in the name of Jesus Christ, by the legal rights of the cross and by the anointing of the Holy Spirit, that you're now, I condemn every suffering
devil of arthritis and ask it to leave this audience at this time in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. You're defeated. Gone, you're at. Go across the platform rejoicing. Amen.
Everyone that
marvelous. Our Lord Jesus Christ. You believe it, that condition that lets you stand there? I mean, the condition you believe it left you while you were standing there? Believing at that time? In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I condemn the enemy and ask that it goes in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Both rejoicing, sister, thanking God for His goodness and His mercy. Heart trouble means the more to God than nothing else. Every person with heart trouble, stand to your feet at this time and say, I accept the Lord Jesus Christ as my healer and a glorious God. Almighty God, I condemn the enemy of this woman's body and the enemy of everyone in here. Come out, Satan, in Jesus Christ's name. Something strange happened at that time. Someone who was here at suffering with a heart trouble that was in a wheelchair should have raised at the time and have been healed. Someone that's bound in a wheelchair that's crippled up by a devil of heart trouble should have raised. I didn't get the vision of the person. Guess who it was? It looked like a dark-complected person that raised. All right, bring your patient. You believe with all your heart that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, will make you well standing here. Oh God, I condemn this enemy and ask that he goes through Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you, sister. Go believing with all your heart. Bow your heads just a moment, will you? Reverend. Almighty God, a deaf spirit moving over this woman. It's the enemy's business to do this. Cause her to be killed. But thou art here to deliver her. Faith cometh by hearing of the word. She cannot hear. How could faith come? I ask that you deliver the woman. Come out of her, Satan. I adjure thee to leave the woman. In the name of Jesus Christ, leave her. Can you hear me now? I miss the whisper. You're healed. Your nervousness is gone. Go on your road rejoicing and praising God. And you can hear. Let's say thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God.
You were healed when you come up to the line down there when the heart trouble group was healed a while ago. You was healed also. Go on your road rejoicing, thanking God, and saying praise be to God. Would you come, lady? You believe with all your heart? You believe me to be His servant? If God will reveal to me your trouble, will you accept your healing? It's in your back. Is that right? Jesus Christ can make you whole now. Do you believe that? Father, in the name of thy Son, the Lord Jesus, I condemn this devil that's bound this woman. You laid your hand on one that had been bound for many years and loosed her. And I do likewise tonight to this woman in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Go on your road rejoicing, sister, and be made well for God's glory. All right. You believe, sir, with all your heart. How many in here believes right now for your healing? This would be a marvelous time for everybody to be healed. I'm going to ask you to do something. Oh, here's the lady. Oh, sister, you should rise. You should believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Put your hands over on her while the rest of the audience puts their hands on one another for a prayer just now. Come, sir. You believe that Jesus Christ is here to make you well? Satan, leave the man in Jesus Christ's name. There she is, up out of the chair. The power of God. I've seen the woman in the vision going without the chair. There she is. Let's say praise be to God. Afflicted, twisted, and here, sitting in a wheelchair, she rises in the name of Jesus Christ. There she stands, healed and well. Every person in here wants to get healed. Stand to your feet right now. Rise up out of the wheelchair. Throw away your crutches. Almighty God, in the name of thy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, I condemn every devil spirit. I liberate these people through Jesus Christ's name. Satan, you're a loser. You're defeated. Come out of the people in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.